I want to give you a happy update on the Adventures in Political Correctness by Stockton University student Robert Delia, who was facing as severe as getting kicked out of the university for what he did. Let me catch you up on what he did first, in case you missed the story last week or didn't listen to it on the audio page on our website. In a post on his personal Facebook page, Delia wrote, in part, "I'm ready to fight to the death for our country and against those who want to take it down." The university expressed additional concerns about comments others left on that post. And some students said they found the post to be offensive, threatening, and concerning, which Stockton noted in their incident report. No, he didn't break into a car or deface a building, protest on campus. That just wrote on his personal Facebook page. He also used a photo of the president as his Zoom background during July 1st virtual class, which also prompted complaints from some students. The incident report described the background, say that the photo caused students to feel offended, disrespected, and taunted. Delia faced potential punishment for his expression, including suspension, probation, community service, $50 fine, mandatory decision making workshop, otherwise known as walking in lockstep with the minority, and, as I said, even getting expelled. But Stockton University administrators this past Tuesday dropped the final charge pending against him, so he is free and clear. And this wasn't an awakening by Stockton University. The Foundation for Individual Rights in Education caught wind of this situation and took Mr. Delia's case to heart and put their effort behind it. Delia was, magnanimous in all this. He said, "I appreciate Stockton coming to realize that they overreacted to my actions. However, I am appalled that it required me to take the steps to enlist the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education to assist me in overcoming these unjust charges. I remain concerned that there are others who reached out to me in this process who don't have the wherewithal to push back in their own cases. I'm hopeful that positive change will result from this case. Don't bet on it."